Thank you guys for coming. Speakeasy, episode one. These are my boys. My name is Walter. This is Tony. This is Josh. And we're here to tell fucking stories and try to extract some entertaining shit out of it. That's why we're here. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Totes
my goats. So, a little bit about us. I want to, you know, cover that because you're like, who the fuck are you guys? Who are you three motherfuckers? Why should we watch you? Why should we pay attention to your ass? Why should I be driving stuck in traffic and choose you over some dope ass show like those two girls? What's your favorite one?
Guys We Fuck.
Guys We Fuck. That's a podcast out there. So there's a lot of, I have another friend, my friend Victoria just hit me up and she was talking about some podcast that, all they talk about is murders. Like their favorite murders. It's not even just murder. They actually have favorite murders.
Guys We Killed.
They can't do that.
Okay.
Because then they would have no guests. So nobody would come on the show. But this is the podcast. What we intend to do with you guys is connect with you guys just through storytelling, man. We're kind of fun guys. Tony to my left, he is a poet, he's a writer, published, very entertaining guy, and he's also a bartender. At a bar, restaurant. He's been at some crazy ass bars. And so that alone, we're going to cover some dope ass stories. My boy Josh to my right, he's the reason I am a stand-up comedian. And he's a bouncer at a bar in Newport Beach. The bar will be non-disclosed. But, you know, we all have some connection to the bar scene. The name of the podcast is the Speakeasy Podcast. I myself, I'm a performer, and I perform at bars sometimes, man. Those are my favorite gigs. Remember, what's the one we used to do over there by Dodger Stadium with Willie?
Barragons.
I love that. That was the spot. You know, we used to do comedy there. So I love performing at those places, and I'm just an alcoholic. I think Tony can vouch for that and for himself. He does not drink, though.
No, so. That's because they discontinued Zima, so if we get on that, bring that shit back, and then I'll start drinking.
I think that's
just hashtag bring Zima back.
Bring Zima back, yeah. Hashtag bring Zima back.
Yeah, isn't
doesn't one of the nighttime hosts talk about Zima all the time? He brings up Zima. I think it's like Colbert or something. Somebody brings up Zima. But anyways... you know, today is my birthday. This is January 30th, 2018. So kind of wanted to jump on that and kind of, you know, go down that road and bring up some stories. We've all been drunk at a bar at some point. Not all of us, I guess, but we've all, definitely everybody at this damn bar top right now has definitely been drunk on their birthday at some bar somewhere. And, you know, so I kind of wanted to talk to you guys and see if you guys would mind sharing whatever stories you got regarding getting fucked up on your birthday at a bar.
Josh, did you know it was his birthday?
Oh, is it your birthday?
Fuck you.
That's
guys.
Awkward.
Fuck you. He knows my birthday. Both these motherfuckers know my birthday. He brought me a 12-year-old scotch bottle of scotch, delicious, McGallan 12. What is it? Double casted, you said?
Double casted.
I don't even know what that means, but
cask.
I'll take
with a K.
Cask. Oh yeah, like the Jameson cask. No, I like that one.
More like
cask.
Cali.
All right. Fuck. See, he's bougie. He's a bartender. I don't know shit. Whiskey's whiskey. Scotch is scotch. Brandy's brandy. My college drink.
Scotch is the type of whiskey.
actually, one of my favorite scotch whiskeys, which is a real thing, is Dewar's. So
yes.
That's a scotch whiskey. So fuck you both. I don't give a shit about being bougie about this shit. You know what I grew up on? Presidente and Coke. I used to call it Barack.
Pretty sure Dewar's is an Irish whiskey.
It says right there on the bottle, scotch whiskey. That's what it says, motherfuckers. But I thank you, by the way, for the gift that you gave me, the skunk bag.
Yep.
You know, we partake in a little earth. And we do. Fuck you.
The
devil's lettuce. We enjoy the devil's lettuce. It's good for my diabetes. It's good for my fungus toes. It's good for a lot of things. And
good for my erections.
What is it? Bi erections?
I don't know.
Bi erections?
No.
Oh my god! I want to. So who wants to go first? I want to hear some stories, man. I want to hear somebody's story right now.
Okay, so a birthday story at a bar. I was 6. I'm just kidding. The bartender babysat me, and I believe it was when
she
I knew what I wanted.
She babysat you at the bar.
With my life. Yeah.
Oh my god. You know what? Can I tell a story that's not my story, but it's a great fucking story?
Yeah, we'll start there.
All right, so I was living in San Clemente. Can't calculate the number of years, but I was living in San Clemente. It was a little while ago. And I had my boy Jay. I'm going to call him Jay for short. I'm calling Jay. I'm not going to use his real name. But we used to live in San Clemente, and it was his birthday. We went out to San Clemente. And by the way, San Clemente is one of the whitest, safest cities on the planet. So every time I bring up that I lived there, it was like, what? You got adopted or something? No, I was like 28 already, so I was not adopted. But we went out, and the best part, you know, we got fucked up and did the normal shit, whatever, hang out, saw some bands, but came back. The funny part was in the morning. In the morning, we wake up, people stayed over, they crashed out, the couch, whatever. And I'm like, Jason's always up 5:30, he's preparing coffee, he's like, he's my mom. I'm
not gonna say his name.
Ah, shit! Fuck it, sorry, Jason, he's cool with it, he's in Texas. So, fuck it, I tried, it lasted 2 seconds. But, you know, so... I wake up, I'm like, where the fuck's Jason, man? He should be, like, making breakfast by now. He's like, we should all be fed. I go to his room, and he's in the process of removing all his bed sheets. He pissed himself so bad. And I'm the horrible roommate / best friend. And I'm like, I went back there by myself, but I invited everybody the second I opened the door. I'm like, Jason, he pissed his bed. Get over here. He pissed his bed. He got to come over here. It's still one of my favorite stories. Has anybody urinated on themselves? I've never been that drunk. Ever.
Nope, only pooped myself.
That's not a true story.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't poop themselves every once in a while?
I think most people.
Not while drunk, at least.
Yeah, not while drunk. Or just do it normally? Like.
Oh, yeah, I just meant, like, that's just me.
You're going to get a bunch of poop fans now. Hey, that's what you're going to get.
You found your niche.
Yeah. I'm all about that scat community.
Yelp, find me on Yelp. You must have a story.
I mean, I have a tradition for my birthday that started, I want to say, maybe 5 years ago or so, where, if not the exact day, if not possible, some day around or near, I go to the first bar that I worked at, which we can drop by name because they were so gracious to allow us to use their name and utilize their bartenders and whatnot. So bottoms up.
Oh yeah, bottoms up.
Yeah, bottoms up.
Go to our social media. You can get that little promo video. You'll see some clips of Bottoms Up at Speakeasy Podcast on Instagram.
I've always considered Bottoms Up the right kind of ratchet. If you don't think there's a right time, there is.
It's ratchet.
And that was my first bar job. It was the first bartending gig that I ever had outside jobs. And prior to that, I was a regular there. You know, I would go there frequently. Mm-hmm. And I would celebrate my birthday at Bottoms Up. So I think I've been doing it every year for about 5 years now. Now, the Bottoms Up birthday package is essentially pizza from Little Caesars across the street and balloons from Stater Brothers also across the street.
There's a legit package?
It's a package, yeah. You get free shots that are basically like, you know, shots that are worth $2. They make it in the back in a pitcher. Not knocking it, simply saying it is what it is. You know? Yeah.
Look, if you're going to Bottoms Up and expecting bougie, classy, some kind of, you're in the wrong place. Walk the fuck out.
Expect booty, not bougie.
Yeah. For real.
So, as I grew in popularity as a regular and then after that a bartender, the package for me personally got bigger and bigger. And what I mean,
What did it evolve to?
When I'm talking about a big package, I'm saying, essentially, so it was just pizza, shots, and a couple of balloons. And then it grew to more balloons. And then it grew to black and yellow balloons for Batman.
Gosh.
And then last year, the bartenders went, well, first of all, I got to choose who worked, which that's pretty awesome. Like, I want this person to work and this person to work.
Did the people you did not choose get all butter?
No, they probably didn't know who I was fully, just a name. So I walk into the bar, and it is decorated like the Batcave. The wall is plastered with a nice bat signal. Thanks to Jackie, who worked there for years.
That's badass.
Moved to Florida.
That's badass.
Awesome. It was decorated. The balloons were black and yellow, but the wall had a literal bat signal on it. Jackie dressed up as the Joker. The bartenders all had Batman gear on. Someone showed up as Wonder Woman, and her tits were everywhere.
You must have had a huge nerd boner.
It was my boner had a boner.
Your boner had a boner.
Yeah. And Yeah, yeah, Batman right here. Yeah,
yeah, look at that shit.
I was
Batman. No accidents in life.
No, it was a really fun night, and that was the night where I found out my my limit of Jack and Cokes, because that's typically what I drink at a bar. Yeah. Is Jack and Cokes. I mean, yes, I can bring a 12-year Scotch and talk about it and tell him, you know, what isles of Scotland still create Scotch or what isles of the, you know, Irish region. But at the end of the day, I like Jack and Coke. Jack with a little bit of
classy.
Coke.
I love Budweiser. Fuck you guys. You judge me.
Whatever.
It's also Mexican trash.
I don't even think they sell those in San Clemente.
They do not.
Yeah.
I have to drive to Oceanside.
So that night, I had Jack and Cokes lined up. I mean, everyone was buying me drinks, and it was a spectacular evening.
Do you have a bottle like that you cannot, like a drink that you cannot have again because it just fucked you up?
I do. If you want to go to a slight segue to that, I can tell you this is a horrible story that is a really, really bad decision that I made when I was younger. Well, let me just close out the birthday story.
What ended up happening was
I found out that I could drink 11 Jack and Cokes before I start losing my mental capacity.
It's a solid number.
It is, right? It's prime. When you get there.
Number.
Now, admittedly, 11 Jack and Cokes at bottoms up for me probably equate to quite a bit more. The pour,
heavy
be a little heavy.
you probably had about 18.
Yeah, I'd say.
Realistically.
Yeah, realistically, yeah. And this was like, this is where I was, this was one of the first time, because my girlfriend and I, at the time, we had just started talking. And, you know, she was adorable. She's so adorable. But she wore a Jack Daniel's shirt, a little flannel tied up, you know. And we only knew of each other slightly. So this was like her first example. I remember one of the bartenders who I was talking to previously almost like threatened Vanessa.
Why?
Yeah, you know what? To this day, I'm not even sure.
He's by races. But
Vanessa,
like Asians.
It's funny because we walked out and her thought process was like, fuck this guy. I'm done with him. Right. Like, he's got crazy bitches already. And it's like date three? Nah, I'm good.
Let's get back to you. What else was she wearing?
That was it. No pants or anything.
No pants, that.
Yeah, we don't like
that. I want to get into the psychology of someone that goes. And that you kind of basically saying that's the first real date.
I wouldn't say that. We weren't conventional with our dates. I mean,
just fucking hung out.
We just fucked for the first couple of times. Yeah. And then we got to know each other. Like, you know what? Actually, you're kind of cool.
That's the way it should be. You shouldn't slow pace it and get married and then find out what they're into.
Yeah, well, I found out real quick what she was into.
I like it.
Butt stuff. Yeah. Well, what were we alluding to? The segue was the...
Yeah, well, I wanted the drink that you cannot have again because it was so awful.
So when I was younger, I had a group of friends. I don't know if you remember them, Revolution. And we were really good at beer drinking games.
Oh, yeah,
and
you guys got crazy. You guys had tournaments.
Tournaments. Shit. Yeah, actual. Well, whenever.
You know you're hardcore when you're fucking busting tournaments. You're trying to drink. You're treating drinking like the Olympics and shit.
Yeah, training board.
It was.
Yeah,
we did
training.
Costco had to sign a waiver because we bought so much beer. They wanted to make sure we weren't using it as a actual selling. Like we didn't own a liquor store. We weren't trying to buy product there.
How much did you buy, bro?
The first year we bought, I want to say $500 worth of Bud Light, and then the second year I think it was almost double. It was like a pallet. Like yeah, it was a lot.
And guys are like, are you guys selling this shit at the Riverbed? Like, you guys taking all the
that was one of the proudest moments signing that little pink paper saying that I will not sell this.
Yeah, I did not even know there was such a waiver.
Yeah. Well, one of my rules when I was younger was to never go to a party by myself. Partially because it's weird, but also because, you know, we have a camaraderie where we got along well, and if we ever had to play beer pong, one of us was always ready. So we would always go two or more. Yeah. One night, I was invited to a party down the street from my house in Bellflower. I think it was on Oak.
My pops used to live on Oak Street.
Oak is a nice
E-town.
Street, you know? And so I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll go. My friend Josh will meet up with me later. Well, Josh was one of those guys that he literally planned a Christmas party and didn't show up. So
did he still leave his place open?
We had an empty chair for him. That's about it. So this night,
Josh,
if I remember correctly, he was going to meet me there. And he never did. There was a bottle there, and I want to say this is like early, you know, like 17, 18, 19, right? So a bottle to a 17, 18, 19-year-old is like, oh, alcohol. You don't know what the hell it is. You just drink it, right? It was Wild Turkey, which is 101 proof, which is a bourbon.
I'm not a big
And I drank a significant amount of that liquor. And I drove my mom's van. It was a Dodge Caravan. So I drove that to the party. I remember standing in the middle of the living room with the bottle, proclaiming something, I don't know what. And then the next thing I remember was waking up in my bed. And this is where it gets, it's not so funny anymore, but I was woken up by sounds from outside. I was at home. I ended up being at home. Still had my pants on, which is really weird. That's when you know I'm messed up, because I still have my pants on. I walked outside. It was about 7:30 in the morning, and my mom was in the van cleaning up the throw-up that I puked out in the middle console.
Well, it must have been so nice for mama.
Yeah, I felt really, really bad. And you know what? To this day, I don't know. I kind of hope Fernando doesn't watch this, because I don't know if he knows.
Because, he's still rolling in the fucking minivan.
My mom.
Something smells weird.
My mom.
For the last 10 years.
Yeah, she told me that essentially the reason why she cleaned it up is because she didn't want me to get in trouble. And it's like one of my best mom stories. You'll probably hear a lot of them. But yeah, this woman like cleaned my puke up. And she told me that she carried me inside and laid me down because, yeah, I wasn't. She don't know how I got home. Well, I got in trouble anyways because I hit a curb and there was a big ball of air in the tire. And yeah, it was one of those scary like stories.
So no more
shit,
wild turkey.
Never again in my life.
How about the other
that story is no one gets laid in a Dodge Caravan.
Oh, I beg to differ, sir. That caravan got plenty of action.
Take that, bro. Did you ever have like some insane, like too much Zima nights or?
Yeah, I like it. Used to get wasted off like Mad Dog 2020.
I don't believe
in my Boone's Farm.
You're like such a sweetheart. You don't fucking drink. You don't get crazy.
I believe in the
this.
Boone's
you have not even touched that damn thing. It is literally like a decoration. Does not taste like gasoline.
That was on the rocks.
More hair though. Yeah, this was just on the rocks.
Now, have you ever seen other people go a little too crazy? And, you know, actually, before I even get into that, I still kind of want to revisit that, like, what was her explanation after she saw you at Bottoms Up get that fucked up? Because you say it was still relatively early, and obviously that was not a deterrent. If anything, it was motivational or something and inspired her to peek into you a little bit more.
I wouldn't go that far. Vanessa's is an interesting character. She says what she means, and she means what she says. So that night, I really do think she was like, fuck this guy. He's got crazy bitches as friends. I'm not even diving into that. I don't want to date a guy who has some psycho bartender tell me, you better not hurt him. Because in her mind, it's like, I don't need that shit in my life. Right. You know? So I do think that she was like, yeah, I'm kind of okay with this, right? I don't remember 100%, but I'm pretty sure I had to like do something to garner her attention again. Like,
good. Yeah. I can't imagine, man. That's fucking one of the main dates, and he's got booty everywhere. They built you a bar, a Batman bar.
Yeah,
you know, booty nice. Everywhere, titties everywhere. Because we've been there. It's insane, man. It's insane.
Yeah, it sounds like you went to a party at Chuck E. Cheese.
It was a good time. Yes, yeah. Exactly. But significantly fewer balls. Yeah,
that's not fun, then.
No,
more balls, better.
More balls, better.
The more the balls, the better.
The more the balls, the better. We had some good balls earlier today. We went to have sushi. We had some sushi earlier. And then they gave us some ice cream balls. And those balls were delicious.
Those balls were good.
The balls were
a
delicious.
A little fuzzy cold outside.
So, fuzzy cold. I just like the techno music that they busted.
Yeah, that was lit.
Those Asians get crazy, man. That shit was tight. You ever been to a party sushi place? They get fucking nuts. I like that they look all like plain, like their face. It's like, I'm innocent. And all of a sudden, they're fucking.
No, she was way innocent. Because remember how she
way
was?
Innocent.
When you did this move, when you did like the toe move, you freak her out.
She brought up some ice cream, and that's my response to ice cream. Like, I definitely want some. That's my yes to ice cream.
Look on her face.
That's my fucking yes to ice cream. It's my yes to pussy as well.
She was
but
reaching
like,
for
the ice. No, she was not. She just went like this. She did the Asian thing.
Yeah,
she did. Like that. And I thought it was adorable. And then she busted the fucking night lights and blah, blah, blah.
Call that move the Hello Kitty.
All right. So, as a bartender, I see a lot of females celebrating their birthday, and you know it's them because they're the ones with the hands in the air, usually not wearing a bra, black skirt with or black dress with deodorant stains. They're shit faced, right? Now, rather than me tell you guys what I've seen, because I've seen a lot, I think that from a security guard's perspective, it's a little different because you actually have to cart these bitches out. Like,
oh,
I could just be like, yeah, she needs to go, but you have to do all the heavy lifting.
Oh yeah, literally. Nice words. Literally heavy lift. Yeah.
But I can fucking imagine him carrying her out like, what are you doing tomorrow?
I just wanted to see one female literally bleed and vomit on me at the same time.
I want to. What was the bleeding from?
Her head.
Okay, cool.
What was the vomiting from?
I don't know, man. I was at a strip club right down the street, actually, at the Holiday with my friend Charlene. We were there hanging out, and this stripper started bleeding, like, on stage. It was the most disgusting thing in the world. Nothing to do with birthdays. We were just hanging out.
Usually got to pay extra for that, so I think you had a pretty good deal.
Fuck that. You know what? I'm actually a little embarrassed about this. I complained. I went to a strip club, and I asked to speak to the manager, and I was like, there's a bitch bleeding on stage. I did not come in here and pay $10 to watch some bitch bleed on stage. And he had my back and gave me back my $10.
Nice.
Yeah. Same. Just same.
Better than yelping, I guess.
Better than yelping. I don't even know what I interrupted right now, but you were carrying heavy bitches up the park.
Bleeding and vomit.
Is that the worst one? Is that the worst one?
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Did she fall?
No, it's great because she was like, I mean, yeah, it was part of her birthday or something, and someone comes and gets me. She's in the woman's stall, passed out. So the door's closed, it's locked. I can't, you know, I'm trying to reach over, but I can't reach the lock. I can kind of peek over, I see her, she's just like slumped forward. Pants, underwear down. She's sitting on the toilet. And me and the guy were like, what are we going to do? We got to get her out of here. Eventually, she falls forward and then hits the ground. And she's like covered in her vomit. Her pants are down. You know how there's like that gap in between
like
the stall
back
and the floor?
Okay.
You know, there's like space. So we like, look, we grab her by her legs. And she's not like, you know, tiny. She's built more like a linebacker.
Right.
So she kind of gets stuck. The door. And we're like pulling her. Me and the other guy I work with pulling her. Finally, we get her out past her, you know, get her out past her tits and everything. And there's other girls, her friends are in there with the bathroom with us too. So we're like, pull her out. We're like, hey, everything's showing her, you know, her choncha, all that.
Right.
It's there. We're like, hey,
white
can
people,
you?
That's a choncha means vagina.
We're like, tell our friends, we're like trying not to look like, hey, can you please get her pants up something? They're like, kind of pull her pants up. I stand her up, like have my arm around her, trying to hold her up. While the other guy go get someone to get her out. And then she vomits on me, all over me, all over my shirt, my shoes. My initial reaction is, I back off, I let her go. So she immediately just nosedives into the floor. So she smacks her forehead. She's bleeding from her forehead.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, oh, cool, she's dead. Like,
right.
Now we have to get rid of a body. This is a problem. So literally, we go get the owner, and we're like, we need to, like, call an ambulance. We need to get her out of here. And he's like, no, she's okay. We'll just carry her out. And
I'm nice.
Like, okay. And it's, like, completely packed. It looked like we, like, were carrying a dead body through. And there was a live band playing, so there's like 100 people just like, yeah, and they're just like, look at us like, oh, cool, there's a dead lady. Like, we're covered in blood and vomit, and just pulled her out to the side of the bar.
But they stayed in line. They stayed in there. They didn't help.
Stayed there.
They stayed there. That's the problem with this world. They stay there.
We kept her shoe as a souvenir for like months.
Really?
Yeah, it was there.
That's awesome.
Why'd you get rid of it?
It was a memento.
Memento? Yeah. Memento.
I get it.
Do you have any embarrassing stories?
Not particularly. I think that I may have been too drunk to remember that I was embarrassed. I also don't really have a shame factor.
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that I go out and purposefully do something crazy and say, like, I don't give a fuck what people think. Like, I'm not that person. It's just that, you know, shit happens. I find humor in it. And that's kind of how it goes.
It happens. It happens. I kind of have a little one. And I don't know if you were there, though. Did you ever go to El Toro? It was off of like Paramount, and I forgot. It was at that Spanish place. It was all white.
Oh, I don't go to Spanish places.
I actually think, didn't you send me the picture? I think you sent me the picture when I wear the I Love Sucia shirt.
Well, then I went. Yeah, I can't readily remember.
Well,
which
place I was dating some girl, and she brought me cake, and I got so fucked up. You ever get that fucked up? You get all emo for no reason. Like everything kind of bugs you. Like everything gets you all emo. I forgot what she said.
You start crying and everything.
Oh, you know what it was? I wanted to fuck. That's what it was. And she brought a friend, and her friend was going to stay at her place. I was all, this is my birthday. Like, I thought we were going to fuck. This is, what's the point of having a girlfriend? And she brought me a cake, and she was so nice about it. She brought me a fucking cake. I remember, like, dropping that cake on the floor. Like, fuck your cake. This is bullshit. You know, I'm diabetic anyways. Oh, like, you fucking hate my life. Why'd you give me a cake?
Why are you trying to kill me?
Yeah, why are you trying to kill me? I just want to lick your butt and go to sleep. Like, this is bullshit. And, yeah, that was a little embarrassing. And I still kind of get embarrassed about that.
I would be embarrassed, too. What's wrong with men in America right now?
That is what's wrong with America. Look, I want to take a little break here. I want to take a quick little break here. Because I want to thank the person that allowed us to be here. He's one of my good friends. I was fortunate to meet him last year in 2017. We were doing a little project and we used a studio. His name's Mario Lopez. You can follow him at Mario Lopez Art. He's a badass fucking artist. And he has a beautiful space. He rents it out, people. So if you want to have your own show, be a little doja, you have a nice little space here. So hit him up, Mario Lopez Art on Instagram. And from there, just DM him, check out his work. And, you know, hopefully you guys support the cause. All right, we'll be right back. This is the Speakeasy Podcast. Making all this shit happen so that you get to watch this and make us look cool, because we're not as cool as he's gonna make us look. You guys want to get some video done, some photography done, hit up Wild Ranks Media, hit up Dan Huerta, well, no, sorry, Dan Photos Photography Studio. Is it photo? No, Photo Studios, right?
Wow.
It's photos. Dan, he changed it. Because it was Photography Studios. It was
Instagram.
All longer.
Instagram.
Photos. All right.
Dan takes pictures sometimes.com.
It is, this is Instagram, at Dan's Photo Studios, okay? At Dan's Photo Studios. Fuck, shit. All right, so I think we've been talking a little bit about just getting fucked up and trash, and that's, before we keep talking about that shit, I want you to know that that's not what our intentions are at all, to just talk about alcohol and talk about getting, you know, trashed or whatever. This is this is our first episode, man. So, it's my birthday, it's our first episode, and we just want to fuck around. This motherfucker's, I love these guys. I'm getting a good mood, so we're just fucking around. It's a very loose show, but we do want to address what our intentions are. But before we do, Tony brought up a good point, and I want him to address this. He's talking about the psychology behind your birthday and your intentions with celebrating it.
Yeah, I just went from Scotch to Amici, so... the irony is that we're going from
ghetto.
So ghetto.
Whatever, San Clemente.
I like how you told the white dude, but I'm the one from San Clemente.
Yeah. All right. Well, essentially what I want to talk about is, okay, so everyone has a birthday at least once a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some girls think it lasts a month. Right. It doesn't.
Totally, Becky.
Yeah. So the idea is that when we go out for our birthdays, a majority of people, an overwhelming majority of people say, tonight, I'm going to get fucked up because it's my birthday. Mm-hmm. And although I don't verbalize it, it's there. I'm going to get fucked up. Actually, in fact, I think that I say for my birthday, that's the only day where I allow myself to just let go of that stopping point that I think that some of us should have if we don't.
Since you wanted to bring this up, what gets you there? What gets you? What makes you do that?
Yeah, that's essentially what I wanted to bring up. The idea of getting fucked up on your birthday, for me personally, and I think a lot of people feel this way, is the people that you surround yourself with. Because there comes this trust, this immediate trust with the people that are around you, where you kind of feel like, it's my birthday, so I'm pretty sure I'll be taken care of. At least that's how I feel. I feel like this is that one day where I'm like, look, guys, look, I drink a lot. You all know this. Tonight, I'm going to drink more than that. And I'm not saying it, but I assume that I'm going to be taken care of. I mean, now it's a little different. Now I have my girlfriend who is going to take care of me.
Literally. You are guaranteed 100% protection.
Yeah, but prior to her, it was like you have friends, you know, who still exist, and they are still there to take care of me. But it's just like, those are also the friends that might walk in on you in the morning when you pissed your bed and tell everyone that you pissed
your
bed.
Sorry, Jason. Sorry. Fuck. Sorry, Jason.
Not sorry.
I am sorry. I was trying to protect your identity.
Is that his name again?
Jason.
Okay. Yeah, he said Jay.
Jason from Beaverville. From Beaverville, Illinois.
Yeah.
I have to say that part because that's the baddest city to ever be from, ever, I think.
Beaverville. Wow.
Beaverville, Illinois.
Damn.
Yeah. He said it was like a mile and a half between houses.
You see what I did there?
No.
Beaverville.
Oh.
Damn.
God.
Oh. That's going to happen a lot.
Yeah,
because
he's a poet. He's a poet. And he loves hip hop. So that's what you're going to get. You get some romanticism.
Stay tuned for bad jokes.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for a world of puns.
Yes, a lot of puns.
Which in itself is a world of fun.
Big puns.
So, I mean, with that mentality, I mean, I would assume. I don't know, Josh, do you get drunk on your birthday?
You know what? Actually, I don't drink a lot. But on my birthday, I have, like, my last birthday. I was telling Walter, like, you know, and again, like, to reiterate what you said, I'm with a group of people. They're my close friends. No matter what happens, it's like, you know, like, okay, they got me. So if I get a little too loosey-goosey and search for the glory hole again, they got me. They won't let it happen.
And if you were to fall asleep in a stall, they'd pull you out from underneath. And
yeah, absolutely. And that's another thing,
too. Until your tits pop out.
Yeah, I'm very self-aware of, like, how gigantic I am. You know, I'm like 6'7" in weight.
You can't tell right now. This is not fair.
I don't like this.
He does not like this.
I'm way taller than everyone, but I'm on a weird seat, so
I'm a big man with a big heart.
Sitting on a burlap sack.
You're sitting on like 8 cows right now. It's just pleather, not really cows. Not really leather, but it's like a stack of pleather he's sitting on. Look, man, at basement 74, there's only 2 stools. You know, so one of us sat there, it's just neck. So this is what had to happen. He's way taller.
So we're all equal.
Yeah. Actually, in the shot right now, you can stand up right now real quick. Show him how tall you are. Show him how tall you are.
That's good.
Look at this shit. I'm going to stand up real quick. Look.
I'll stand like this.
I'm not standing up.
Yeah, Tony.
Tony's the shortest one, of course. Of course, you know, Tony's the shortest one.
But the reason why I brought this question up is because it kind of encompasses what this entire podcast is about. This is episode 1. It's a little bit more loose formatted, not so structured, kind of just freeballing it. None of this was written. I'm sure that's obvious because it's not that funny, right? But the idea behind the podcast isn't so much we're 3 guys and we love to drink. No, that's part of it. But it's the idea that the bar itself, and I mean the idea of a bar, the entity of a bar, contains a multitude of stories. And yes, that was a small quote from Walt Whitman that maybe 2 of you will recognize. But
I totally was on point with that.
Yeah, My fans will recognize it, right?
Yeah, we contain multitudes. No, but the bar itself does. It holds stories that are I mean, there's thousands of them, and that's not an exaggeration. Between us 3, there's probably way too many, which means this show will hopefully last for a very long time.
And we plan on preparing. Like, we want to make sure that we bring some quality into this shit. Like, it's not, like I said, it's not just about boozing it up. We want to pull some quality shit out. We want to address human behavior and psychology and what makes us do what we do. And yeah, we're using that as a catapult, but eventually we're going to lead into other places. We're going to have guests that have their unique stories. To me, it's all about stories. I follow some people that inspire me with their stories, and I'm not here to fucking motivate or whatever, but if that's a byproduct of what we do here and entertain and engage with you, so be it, you know, so be it. I hope it is, because I'm going through that journey. I'm a stand-up comic. I'm a writer. I'm a loan officer. I help people. Yeah, I'm very diverse, and I want to bring all those worlds and see what comes out of me, what I can give you guys. This is one of the funniest guys I know personally, as you guys can tell already for fucking like 30, 40 minutes of listening to this motherfucker. One of the funniest guys I know, and he's so intellectual and so deep, as am I. It's going to be very different, and we're all fucking silly as shit. I'm a professional stand-up comic. I'm going to get this motherfucker to do some comedy. He needs to get back on stage, I'll say that much.
Get back, this is on track.
You know, so go out there, go support the Comedy Post in Southgate. I'm bringing comedy to Southgate. Go out there and fucking support that shit. but we want to bring you quality conversation. That's, I think, ultimately what we want.
Yeah, and not afraid to get deep. You know, and again, it's not all about alcohol, because like I said, I don't really drink. Sometimes I'm
like gonna take your fucking drink.
That's all you. Sometimes I like to sniff Sharpie markers until I see visions of my dead grandmother.
He's more of a glue eater, you know what I'm saying?
So we all have our vices.
We call him Elmer.
Elmer.
Yeah. Like, so what was that, the starting gate?
Tonight we're gonna start again. But I was talking about the comedy post in Southgate. That's what I was talking about.
Okay.
So I produce a comedy show, and I think we were talking about this earlier. Mm-hmm. I think we're gonna fucking bring some audience in here. I mean, message us, comment us, let us know what you guys think. Right now, you can't see them, but Mario, the owner of the studio, and our videographer, talented motherfucker, editor, amazing guy, Dan, is back here, and they're suggesting that we bring an audience here, and let's see what happens. I'm so down for that. So just comment to us, let us know what you guys think. If we had an audience followed, after the podcast, followed by a legit comedy show, you know, probably Tony will be hosting. You know, maybe. I don't know. So just let us know. I think it'd be awesome, to do that.
Yeah. And like a drug dealer in TJ, that was a cheap plug.
What?
Yeah.
I got it. That was a heroin butthole joke.
Give it some time.
Oh, shit. I'm not into heroin.
Or buttholes.
I want to know how the fuck both of you guys knew. Like, how do you know that?
That is not what I meant. Okay,
okay, shit.
A drug dealer in TJ would presumably sell drugs very cheaply. A plug is someone you receive said drugs from. So, like a drug dealer in TJ, that was a cheap plug.
Yeah, like they plugged it up their asshole.
Sure, yes. Heroin up the ass.
So. We're going to talk a lot about asshole. Yeah. Because of this guy.
Yeah.
And because of this guy.
But the concept essentially is that, you know, we are focusing on stories. And as a writer, all of us are writers.
Yeah, legit.
Even though they stand up and deliver their comedy, I sit down and
Were you published for poetry or short stories?
I was published for essays and poetry.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I'm also published for poetry. And
I published in Hustler years ago.
Different game.
Very different.
I feel like you hit a wider audience.
Yeah, I did.
I said whiter.
Oh, wider.
Yeah.
Whiter.
Well, you know, like San Clemente white.
No, again, I don't live there.
Another
oh my god. I love my friends, dude. I love it. This is going to be fun, guys.
Yeah. My energy's gone.
No,
take that.
Hey, you know what? Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Yeah, I guess we can move back to Scotch, right?
Yeah, I think we could.
Should we blur this name out?
You're celebrating the day.
What was the name of the McDonald's in Coming to America?
McDowell's.
McDonald's, guys. Gosh, you're older than I am.
What?
It was called McDonald's, right?
No.
McDowell's?
McDowell's.
Okay, this is McDowell's then.
Yeah, that's McDowell's. Just come with the damn label.
Man.
You know? I have plenty. You need to refill me. That's a homeboys. Salute, Josh.
Cool.
Thank you. This is going to be fun, guys. Engage with us. Make this interactive. You know, we want to bring you cool, fun stories, but we also know what the fuck you guys are thinking and seeing what you guys want to talk about. Let's talk about that shit. Yeah. Come in here and talk to us about this shit.
I don't really care what you think.
He does not. He's not even fucking around. Yeah. That's just who he is. But he's a sweetheart. Super deep. Thank you, Tony. Make yourself a drink.
Right here.
Happy birthday, motherfucker.
Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Speakeasy Podcast. Yes, you can, bro. Yes, you can. Should we wrap this up? We good?
Oh, yeah, we're good.
I think we're good. This is episode one, man. So stay tuned. We're going to do this every Tuesday. Every Tuesday. And at some point during the day, it's going to drop. We're going to have a YouTube channel. But just go to our Instagram page and we'll put everything on there. We're about to drop a nice promo pic that Dan did. And as soon as Dan gets us that video, we're going to drop that shit on YouTube, okay?
I'm still on MySpace.
Is
that bad?
What is our MySpace? Do we have a MySpace?
By the way, you guys want to give out your handle before we say goodbye?
Sure,
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that shit.
Obviously, you're Vanilla Gorilla.
Obviously.
Yes.
You are Vanilla Gorilla, to specify.
That's separate. Yeah. I'm like pointing at you to say yours, and then you say yours. So you go again. Say yours.
It's your Vanilla Gorilla, as in you are Vanilla Gorilla.
Tony Acero. Just Google me. Yeah.
How do you spell Acero?
A-C-E-R-O.
Yeah, that's right. And I am WR Comedy _ because some motherfucker in Europe has WR Comedy with zero posts and he won't respond to my messages. Where you at, bro? Give me that shit.
Probably.
I fucking hate that _ shit. What's that?
_ is fine.
It is fine. Control your emotions. We'll see you guys again next episode 2 coming up. Thank you guys. Speakeasy Podcast. Follow us at Speakeasy Podcast.